I'm sorry, miss. You can't peddle your newspapers here on the Schmeagle and the Eagle Tavern.
I'm looking for the man who sold me a telephone booth a few weeks ago. Ah, I see him. There he is. Pardon me, good sir. Oh,
are you addressing me, miss, or my four-legged friend here?
I'm addressing you, sir, not your dog.
Oh, well, have a chair and join us.
Thank you. You recall selling me a telephone booth?
Oh, yes, I do. And I also recall telling you it was very primitive and not to expect any telephone calls.
Oh, I haven't any complaints. I use it to make my changes from this rotting hoop skirt and modest bodice into another outfit. What I cannot tell the stranger is that I'm actually Fenton Flagg, alias the Masked Minuteman.
Would you care for a mug of ale, miss?
No, thanks. I wonder, good sir, if you would have another telephone booth like the one you so kindly sold me.
Ruff, ruff. You want another booth for my master? Ruff.
Yes, big dog. My booth was seized by the king's soldiers and is sitting in the king's jail.
Ruff. Well, I think we could find the sucker, the lass, another, don't you, master? Ruff, ruff.
Sure we can.
Well, that would be just wonderful. My gosh, I've been talking with your dog.
That's right.
Oh, are you sure you're not doing that? I thought I saw your lips moving there.
All right. I'll put my ale to my lips and drink while you talk to my friend Bunker Hill here.
Okay. Hello, Bunker Hill.
Hello there, lady. What's doing the newspaper game?
That's amazing. Sir, would you consider selling this fine creature?
Well, I don't know. Bunker Hill is very valuable. He actually sat at the feet of Alexander Hamilton, you know. I wasn't planning on selling him.
I'll pay you two times what you paid for
him. All right, sold. But one favor.
Anything.
It would break my heart to hear him speak another word in this tavern.
Uh-huh.
Promise me you'll not converse again until I'm safely out of town. Until you're safely out of town. Until you're home.
Okay, and here's your money for the second phone booth and the talking dog. What amazing devices and creatures you have. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I'll be dropping your phone booth off a bit later.
Oh, thank you, too. Come on, Bunky.
As soon as I gas up my horseless carriage.
Pardon me, did you say horseless carriage?
Yes, you've heard of it?
No. What is it?
Oh, why don't you step outside with me?
Okay.
I call it Edsel.
Edsel, I'd like to see it.